Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Tyler Bruner on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Iowa State Extension Wildlife Specialist Adam Janke about how creating more pollinator habitats around Iowa can help both Iowans and animals alike. This is part one of a two-part interview. Kind of the first question that I wanted to talk to you about, of course, your whole webinar kind of went over the idea of mowing less around some of these rural areas and whatnot. So when you talk about mowing less, how did you kind of come across this idea?
Yeah, so I think if we think about our natural environments, like what Iowa would have looked like historically, areas that look like what mowed areas look like today would have occurred. They would have occurred following bison herds or others, but they wouldn't have been nearly as abundant as they are. And where mowed areas prevail today are areas that we might be able to have more biological diversity of plants and animals if we spare them the mower and allow things like birds to nest there or monarchs or other butterflies to complete their life cycle. So we're essentially always looking at our landscape in Iowa and trying to find places where we can make more wildlife or do better by natural resources on the edges of our agricultural or our cities.
Yeah, for sure. And I know a lot of people, the thought of not mowing their lawn kind of gives them some anxiety and whatnot. So what are some areas that you're kind of proposing that we kind of hold off not mowing as much?
Yeah, and I understand that for sure. And I'm certainly not saying, you know, quit mowing the lawn. We're just saying, like, particularly large areas that don't get used frequently, like for kids to play in, or areas where you're not having picnics or gatherings or something like that, areas that are just essentially mowed because we don't have any better ideas of what to do with them. We think those are areas where we could do a lot of good by either just reducing the amount of times that they're mowed, just allowing things to grow up, or even better yet, if you're really committed to it, converting them to like a pollinator habitat that can look really pretty with all the blooming flowers, but then can also provide really good habitat for a bunch of wildlife and insects and other things.
Yeah, yeah, no, exactly. And I guess one of the questions that comes with this is, you know, what are some of the major benefits that come with not mowing these areas as often?
So the benefits are, for the aesthetics, I mean, it kind of depends what you like, but I think a prairie in bloom, particularly in July, is about as pretty as it gets. And so that's a look that really appeals to me and many people. And so I think a lot of people that have had success converting like a barn lot or an odd area on the farm into pollinator habitat really enjoyed the aesthetics. There's also benefits just with water quality and soil health. Water quality, because those perennial plants that are much bigger and have more robust growth will use up more water and they'll also evaporate more water, which helps with flooding issues. And then they'll also filter the water that ends up in our surface water, so they can help us clean the water and improve water and that runs off of our farms. And then the soil health as well. Prairie plants that we put in pollinator habitat have really deep roots, and those deep roots crank organic material and carbon deep down into the soil where the microbes can use them and are adapted to using them and kind of improve the condition of the site. So we see, and then of course the wildlife benefits that I've already talked about, butterflies and birds and small mammals and reptiles, amphibians, and a whole bunch of animals that really like to find these natural areas on the landscape.
Exactly. And I guess, you know, doing this kind of thing, like you say, can improve some water quality and improve a lot of facets of life here in Iowa. But if there's a group of people, whether it be farmers, whether it be citizens of Iowa, what would this kind of strategy, who would be the most beneficial, who would benefit the most from this strategy?
Yeah, it kind of depends on your perspective and who you are. The benefits can accrue to a lot of people. One, with water quality benefits, everybody downstream all the way to the Gulf of Mexico could potentially benefit from a bunch more perennial vegetation on Iowa's landscape, filtering our water and also keeping our water from flooding and taking contaminants downstream. So lots of benefits downstream. The other benefits, though, could just be the local community. The neighbors could enjoy the aesthetic a little bit more. If it's a big piece, maybe hunters would enjoy hunting pheasants in the piece in the fall. or bird watchers may enjoy seeing birds use it. And then the last thing, and this is something we talked about in the webinar, is that there's an economic argument as well, because although there are costs associated with converting turf grass to pollinator habitat, once those initial entry costs are overcome, there's a lot fewer maintenance costs associated with maintaining pollinator habitat than there is with maintaining a turf grass yard that you have to mow year after year and put fertilizer and pesticides on. And so pollinator habitat can actually, some of our research here at Iowa State is starting to show, we think it could save landowners appreciably, maybe even up to 80% of total costs over a 10-year period if they have a successful establishment of a pollinator habitat on a farmstead.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Iowa State Extension Wildlife Specialist Adam Janke. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Tyler Bruner with KCII News.